major winter storm headed our way this weekend. We could be getting snow, sleet, and freezing rain. The winter storm watch set to take effect late Saturday for our region, and it's going to continue in place until Monday.
Well, joining us live to talk about it, Brendan Reuben Oster, lead meteorologist with the National Weather Service. It's good to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, too.
So we understand this is a huge storm that's going to cover much of the country, but everybody around here just wants to know about how much we're going to get here in the D.C. area. So how much snow in the D.C. region do you see in your current models right now?
Sure. There's still some uncertainty in the model world, and because there will be a transition eventually from that snow that's going to occur late Saturday into Sunday morning. At some point, that pesky area of freezing rain and sleet will be creeping up from the south, approaching the I-66 US 50 corridor during the morning hours into the afternoon. So that will offset some of the potential, depending on how far north that gets. But right now, we are looking around 8 to 10 inches in the district proper. But if we can avoid that rain or freezing rain sleet mix a little longer, we could get closer to a foot of snow in the district.
Brendan, is there anything else we have to watch or you are watching carefully that could flip this whole thing on its head and either not have much at all or have upwards of 2 feet, which were some of the predictions earlier this week?
Yeah, so right now our low-end potential is about 6 inches, so it's definitely not a matter of if, it's definitely how much at this point. And there's no question in terms of the temperatures are going to be well below freezing. We're going to be precipitating in the upper teens, low 20s during this whole event. So that's kind of unusual. Usually our events are right around 32, but this one's a very cold one with that cold Arctic air coming in tomorrow evening. We'll be into the teens and single digits by tomorrow night with wind chills below zero.
Well, and speaking of those very cold temperatures, we're also looking out for the possibility of ice. How do you see that happening?
Yeah, so once that snow occurs and we get that transition possibly into freezing rain and sleet, you're going to throw some of that ice on top of it, leading to a crusty top to that snowpack. And with many freezing nights ahead, we're going to be in the single digits for several nights ahead with high temperatures in the teens and 20s. This snowpack or eventually ice pack on top will probably be around for quite a while into much of next week.
Brendan, whenever we have those kind of situations where we could get some sleet and freezing rain, obviously there's the potential for down trees and down power lines. So does that seem like that should be on people's radar as well?
Yes, certainly, especially since we do have about a tenth of an inch of ice in our forecast for the district and a little bit more to the south towards southern Maryland. And so that could lead to people should be prepared inside with the all the supplies they need now, make these decisions now before the storm arrives in about 48 hours, because power outages do occur in these situations. So definitely be prepared.
Brendan, anything else we need to know tonight as we are 2 days out?
Just take care of your playing now. I know it was nice today in the 50s, but the temperatures come crashing down tomorrow. But no precipitation comes in until Saturday evening, so there's still time to make those decisions, but take care of them now.
Brendan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Of course, stay warm.
That is Brendan Reuben Oster, lead meteorologist for the National Weather Service.